Good morning. Our scripture for today comes from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. I myself will be shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and strong I will watch over. I will feed them in justice. Therefore, says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad, I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be prey. And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Again, good morning. My name, as Josh said, is Peter Kralovic-Kircher, and I am your new associate minister, Allie Kralovic-Kircher's husband, not your new associate minister, who unfortunately has been on bed rest during her pregnancy during this time. And while she all misses you dearly, and can't wait to be back in community with her St. Charles family, I am so excited to be here today. And I want to thank you all for opening your doors for me to share a word with you all this morning. So without further ado, let's jump in. Today's scripture may not be one that you've specifically heard before or could name offhand. Even the most biblically literate. I certainly didn't know Ezekiel 34 off the top of my head. But the sentiment of the scripture, the language and the imagery, I would guess are familiar to almost everybody. The idea of God, the shepherd, and us, God's children, the sheep. We hear similar words all over the Bible, echoed and reiterated. The Lord is my shepherd, starts one of the most well-known pieces of scripture we have, the 23rd Psalm. We also hear a similar sentiment from Christ telling us the parable of the lost sheep and the story of the prodigal son, and so many others. And when our scripture talks about something this much, it should perk our ears up a bit. Because while we hear it over and over in the Bible, this worldview that God is laying out remains a radical notion to this day. One that goes against so much else that we see in the world. A world where the ones most frequently celebrated are the winners. The ones whose businesses are successful, whose teams win championships, whose grades are impeccable. And this passage actually reminded me of a stand-up comedy special, of all things, by a man named Bo Burnham. In one of his shows, he sings a song, in jest, of course, from the perspective of God. And it's actually a very theologically interesting song, in the midst of silliness, of course. But there's one line in there that really made me think when I first heard it. It says, again, from the perspective of God, that my love's the type of thing that you have to earn. And when you earn it, you won't need it. And I think this might be true if God placed value and love based on traditional understandings of success. If our scripture for today read something like, I value most the strong and the fruitful, those I truly care for. I will let those sheep that have strayed stay lost because it's their fault for turning away. Then yeah, that line from the song might be true. Because what need would there really be for God's love if it was reserved for those who have achieved all of their goals, who have it all together, who never stumble and fall short, which of course is nobody. But this passage doesn't say that. In fact, it says quite the opposite. God lays out for us a wholly different understanding of our lives, of our inherent value, and how we are seen by God. And this reshaping that God gives us is fundamental to what being a Christian is. God's love for us is in every step of the journey, when we are broken and hopeless most of all. In fact, those are the times when we need God's love most. When our lives seem a mess, when we don't know if things will work out, when we just feel hopelessly lost. That is when God is seeking us out most earnestly, when they want to meet us in that most desperately. And often, that is precisely where we meet God. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case for many of you out there, as I know it is for me. God's love is not reserved for the winners. God celebrates us even when we are decidedly not where we want to be. God embraces us in all of our flaws and failings, encourages second, third, fourth chances. God's love, to me, is a lot like the wild man race. The wild man race, for those of you wondering, is an annual race at the summer camp that I've spent many a summer at in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. It's a place that has shaped me more than almost any other, and is full of people who show Christ-like love on a daily basis. But the wild man race, it's a mile and a half run through the beautiful woods that campers can choose to participate in. About a third of the campers run it every year, and those that do participate vary widely in their abilities. There are 15-year-olds who run cross-country in high school, and there are 9-year-olds for whom sports really isn't their thing. The first year we had the event, one kid, who fell into the latter category, decided to run the race and finished last, and by quite a bit. He actually got lost for a minute, taking the wrong trail, and ended up crossing the finish line more than 15 minutes after everybody else had finished. Most everybody had already left at that point, getting ready for the next activity, and the winners had been celebrated wildly by their friends and counselors for their admittedly impressive achievement. But when this boy finished his race, there were only a few folks still milling about, and they were already cleaning up the cones and everything marking the finish line. But one counselor in particular, who was an old cross-country coach himself, made a very intentional point to tell him how good of a job he did and how proud of him he was for not giving up and doing his best. It clearly meant the world to this boy, who probably hadn't got a lot of praise for his athletic achievements in his life. And this moment was noticed by the other counselors, because it was a reminder to us of what's really important. It isn't who finishes first, who can excel the most, but what matters is that people did their best, and that particularly those who struggle through it deserve the biggest congratulations. And so ever since that year, it's become an unspoken tradition that nobody leaves until the last kid has crossed the finish line. And every counselor that's there gives those final few kids a big high five and to let them know they did a great job. And that kid, who finished last that first year, ran it every year that I was there after that, finishing near last every time and proud as could be for doing his best. God's love is not reserved for the winners. We are not more or better in God's eyes when things are going well, and it is certainly not something that we have to earn. So, if I could go back and rewrite that line about God's love I shared before, I would say something like this. God's love is not the type of thing we have to earn. It's not based on accolades or success. And no matter how broken or lost or behind you may feel, God the Shepherd is seeking you out. Amen.